And KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Let's take a look at what's going on in the way of local news. It is a Monday, the 14th day of June for 2021. It is also Amador County's birthday. So happy birthday, Amador County. 167 years old today. In the news, CAL FIRE crews, along with other local agencies, rolled to a vegetation fire yesterday in the Jackson Valley. The fire started about 3 o'clock off of Goose Hill Ranch Road in the Jackson Valley. By the time the fire was contained around 5 o'clock, 60 acres had burned. Crews remained on scene throughout the night, making good progress on mopping up and, again, controlling the forward progress of that. There were evacuations at one time. They have all been lifted. Road closures were also in effect for a time. They, too, have all been lifted. Along with CAL FIRE, the Buena Vista Rancheria Fire Department, Jackson Fire Department, Jackson Valley, Ione City, the Mule Creek Fire Department, East Bay MUD, the CHP, Amador Sheriff's Office, and American Legion, all assisting CAL FIRE. Well, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch for the foothills and valleys from 10 a.m. Thursday morning through 8 p.m. Saturday evening. Dangerously hot conditions are forecast during this time period, with temperatures ranging from 102 to 112, with poor overnight recovery. During the heat event, drink plenty of fluid, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Well, parole was once again denied for Jeffrey Allen Tate. The California Parole Board denied Tate at a hearing held on Thursday. Tate, who's now 51, was convicted for the 1992 attempted murder of Jennifer Minton and sentenced to life in state prison with the possibility of parole. At the time of the attack, Miss Minton was riding her bicycle along Turner Road in an isolated area of Amador County. Tate approached her pickup and asked for directions to Drytown. After a friendly exchange, he drove away, only to turn around, return, and ram her from behind, knocking her from her bike, breaking her ankle. He then grabbed her at knife point and ordered her into the truck. She resisted, and Tate stabbed her 3 times. As Tate tried to bind her with handcuffs he had fashioned from zip ties, Chris Poor and Jason Mayberry happened to be driving by and stopped, thinking it was a traffic accident. Minton cried out that she had been stabbed 3 times, and Poor initially tried to detain Tate, but ultimately had to let him go in order to tend to Minton's injuries while Mayberry left to summon help. When Tate had attacked Minton, he had already committed 3 sex offenses, including 2 rapes at knife point, and had been on CYE parole for about 6 months. Tate was also denied parole in 2014 and again in 2018. The board's decision to deny parole now brings Tate up for parole again in 2026. Well, come December, California state elected officials will receive a salary increase of 4.2%. The bump in pay was approved Friday by the California Citizens Compensation Commission. Governor Newsom will receive a raise of $8,809, bringing his annual pay to $218,556. Lawmakers in the Assembly and Senate will receive an extra $4,824, increasing their salaries to $119,701. The 4-member commission appointed by the governor also gave out raises between 2013 and 2019. No raises were approved last year because at the time the budget deficit was projected to be $54 billion. California now has a $76 billion surplus. Well, as the official start date of summer draws closer, CAL FIRE has a checklist of safety tips to follow. If you're staying around your home and using yard equipment, check that spark arrestor and make sure the equipment is in good working condition. If you plan on doing some weed eating, do it prior to 10 a.m. and avoid yard work on hot, dry, and windy days. Make sure you use the right tool for the right job. Lawnmowers are for cutting green grass only. If you're grilling, never leave the grill unattended and always watch what you grill. If you plan on going camping, make sure to obtain a campfire permit and check for local fire restrictions. If you plan on having a campfire, make sure it's legal to do so. Buy your firewood where you burn it. That way, you won't be spreading dangerous insects and disease. And also, make sure all campfires are completely extinguished before leaving. Remember, approximately 95% of all wildfires in California are caused by human activity, and each year we see disasters that could have been prevented. And Amador County Public Works will be working on two major thoroughfares over the next 2 weeks. Starting today and running through Friday the 25th, expect one-lane traffic control on Clinton Road between Butte Mountain Road and Butte Mountain Cutoff between 7 and 5. As an alternate route, take Butte Mountain Road to Butte Mountain Cutoff. And one-lane traffic control will be in effect on Ridge Road between Toma Lane and Tanyard Hill Road starting today, running through Friday the 25th, daily, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. As an alternate route, use Climax Road. And you can give the gift of life today with the Ione Community Blood Drive, sponsored by Christie Roots Insurance. It runs today, 1:30 to 5:30, Evelyn Bishop Hall. Bring a photo ID. Eat well, drink plenty of water prior to donating. And for more information, you can give Christie's office a call this morning at 274-4543. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country. Monday morning from the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.